Did you know you have more control over your future than you ever realized? One very important characteristic that tells you where you are heading is your vibrational frequency. It's a gauge of how well you are doing with your life satisfaction, your health, and your relationships. Even if you are feeling terrible, you can raise your frequency quickly without having a healer do it for you. You have that ability. Stay tuned as I uncover practical ways to elevate your frequency starting now. Welcome to Physics Powered Healing, where we bridge the gap between science and spirituality, transforming skepticism into belief. If you've ever felt misunderstood or undervalued for your healing gifts, this is the place for you. Unlike most healing podcasts out there, we believe integrating quantum physics with energy healing is essential to achieving profound and long-lasting transformation in your healing practice. Join me, Dr. Anastasia Choplis, a physicist turned energy healer, to explore the scientific underpinnings of energy healing and make the mystical measurable. Welcome back. Every morning, no matter how I feel, I start my day with a simple yet profound routine. I drink 2 large glasses of water from a bottle inscribed with words like love and joy. Other habits include morning exercise, which I've been doing for almost 60 years. It gives my day a jump start, raises my mood, and has allowed me to accomplish more and be active and healthy at 71. The good news is that you can do these in small, manageable steps that over time add up to large dividends. Listen in as I share powerfully simple ways to raise your vibrational frequency. But first, let me explain. You might be asking, what is your frequency? As a scientist, I've studied the vibrations of many organic and inorganic materials. The strength of the bonds change the characteristic frequency. That one frequency that defines every quality in the material. Even though we have a huge array of vibrations in our bodies, your characteristic frequency defines health, both mental and physical, and what we project out to other people. Scientific studies measuring the bioelectric field around the body corroborate this. People that had high brain activity and excellent health showed vibrational frequencies around 70 to 80 megahertz. Yes, 80 million beats per second. Those that were becoming ill showed vibrations around 60, those with serious illnesses about 40, and those that were in the beginning stages of dying around 20. As a factor, around 20 megahertz is what you need to change in order to go from very ill to being more successful. The good news is that you can change your frequency depending on your behavior. People in the calm, meditative, or parasympathetic nervous system can raise their frequency by 10 to 15 megahertz. Depressed people lower it by 7 to 12, and this gap is literally the difference between a life and death. If we add it up, it's 27. So, how can you raise your frequency even if you don't know how to heal? Let's start with step 1. When you wake up, you've been asleep all night, your body releasing a lot of fluid while clearing out that metabolic waste, and you wake up dehydrated. Your brain needs plenty of hydration to function clearly. Start by drinking a pint of purified or filtered water, or even spring water, when you wake up. This is a half a liter for those operating in the metric system. This replenishment of your brain brings it to function fully, waking it up and giving you a boost of energy. By putting positive messages on your bottle, such as writing love, joy, enlightened, and happy on them, you increase the frequency of the water. You change the hydrogen bonding, in other words, the way the water molecules stick. Masaru Emoto showed how this changes the hydrogen bonding, where ice crystallizes in a more organized way after receiving positive emotional messages. That included praying over the water. Since your body is 70% water, it stands to reason you will also improve your inner makeup this way. Number 2, Salt showers for energy cleansing. After your exercise in the morning, or even before, you can increase the benefit of your bath or shower by using table salt. First, why table salt? The bonding of salt has a very low frequency. The bonds separate in water and attracts low frequency vibes. It washes away the low vibe energy from your body. Dump a handful of salt into your bath water or put a handful in your hand before you hop in the shower. You can then dampen the salt carefully and pat it on your skin, starting from the top and move down. You don't need to scrub, but it can if you want to. Wash it off before you soap down. This process cleanses negative energies and refreshes your spirit. Third, mini meditation. I don't like to sit still and meditate for long periods of time. My mind is too active and yours might be too. You can receive the same benefits by taking a few deep, deliberate breaths every hour or so. This is the pause that truly refreshes. It brings you to a state of mindfulness, taking those deep breaths, and while you exhale, allow your body to relax from head to toe. It's simple. Okay, let's just start. Straighten your spine up. Take a nice deep breath through your nose. And feel the air going all the way down past your belly button. I know it doesn't really go there, but the image helps. And then after you fill up, then release it slowly through your mouth. And this helps lower your blood pressure and drop your cortisol levels. Yes, those are the stress hormones, and raise your frequency. If you've ever heard Professor Amy Cuddy, spelled C-U-D-D-Y, her TED Talk on posture and raising confidence while lowering your stress levels, you'll know what I mean. Straighten your spine, pull your shoulders back and stretch out your arms laterally, or put your hands on your hips while your shoulders are back. It adds to this uplifting effect. Number four, decluttering means de-stressing. Have you ever noticed when you come into a clean and orderly room, you just relax? Everything's done. There's nothing to take care of or stress over. Decluttering also coincides with important events in your life. Women nest when it's time to have a baby, or when your body is detoxing, you will also have the urge to create order in your life. This includes losing unwanted weight. You are decluttering on the inside as well as the out. An orderly, decluttered state is also higher energy from a scientific perspective. And the good news is you don't have to do it all at once. Each little step makes a big difference in raising your frequency. Let me just tell you about Sandra. When she started in my programs, she was not in a good place, especially with a boss from you know where. Every day, she took a small step forward, listened to a 10-minute healing audio, declutter her home, create firm boundaries with her coworkers until eventually she left the job and is working on recreating herself. Her routine included a salt shower in the morning, plenty of water and rest, healthy food, and exercise. And she especially did an incredible job of detoxing and decluttering her home. From feeling hopeless in a dark place, she has transformed to a strong, powerful, and confident woman. That's all for today. Do you want to dive deeper into healing? I've reserved time on my calendar for you. Go to scientifichealer.com/scheduler to talk. No obligation. I'm sure there's a transformative journey awaiting for you. And don't forget to tune in next week, where I'll dive into the spiritual benefits of exercise. Discover how moving your body can be a powerful tool for spiritual awakening. Thank you for tuning in to Physics Powered Healing. You'll find resources and show notes on our website at physicspoweredhealing.com. Until next time, I'm Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos, sending you golden healing light and success vibes on your journey to becoming a powerful, confident healer, coach, or empath. Remember, your healing gifts are so needed in the world.